the world and putting it here, giving it here, and investing it here in the spiritual, in the eternal, and for the spreading of the gospel, the teaching of the word. So it becomes a wonderful opportunity. It becomes a wonderful phase of worship, is giving us unto the Lord. It is one of those, unfortunately, that's abused by people and different ways to control people. But if a person's walking in the spiritual life, there are things of faith. James talks about the works of faith. There are things that faith will do, period, over and out. And if a person claims to be walking in the Spirit and certain things are not being done, worshiping, a love of the Word of God, and assembling with others for the study of the Word, the singing of praises and songs, giving us unto the Lord, witnessing, these are things that will characterize the life of a person walking in the spiritual life. And one who may claim I am, but these things are void in their life, James says, your faith is dead. He doesn't say you're not walking in faith because people will counter, you don't know whether I am or not. He says if you are, your faith is dead. It's of no value. So it becomes a wonderful response to who and what God is and an opportunity of worship of Him. With these principles in mind then, let us prepare ourselves for this facet of worship by prayer. Heavenly Father, as we move into this phase of worship, we are reminded, first of all, of two spheres of freedom that are brought together, that are across each other at this very moment. First of all, the political, economic freedom that we enjoy in this country. The freedom, Father, to do with our lives, our resources, our time, as we see fit. To live where we want to live, what wonderful freedom we have in America. To worship at the church that we choose. To work as we choose, live, marry, function in life. We value this freedom. We are so appreciative for the men and women in this country who give their lives, portions of their life, in some cases their actual life, that we can have this political, economic freedom in America. We cross that freedom, Heavenly Father, with the great freedom wherewith we have been set free.